Liz and Amy waved as Rachel got in her car and drove away. Liz then turned to her daughter.
Thank you, Amy, for reminding me again why I'm doing this and what I've been working for all this time.
Liz hugged her daughter tightly, then looked up to see Jason watching them intently, his expression serious. Liz immediately tensed and searched her memory to see if there was something that might have triggered Jason's ire. Had she forgotten something? Maybe he expected her to check in with him every morning before he started work. Whatever it was, she needed to resolve it before things got out of hand. She glanced over at Amy.
Sweetheart, why don't you go back to the house and decide with Aunt Cindy where you want to go for lunch? I need to talk with Mr. Merrick for a minute.
Sure, Mom.
After Amy had gone, Liz could focus all her attention on Jason. As she walked toward him, she tried to assume a friendly attitude, but the hand she lifted in greeting felt stiff, even to her. Try as she might, she couldn't figure out why Jason would appear so forbidding. Maybe he was angry because she was watching a lesson rather than paying attention to his work.
Jason, I'm sorry. I didn't have time to meet with you before you started work. How are things going so far?
Jason's demeanor suddenly morphed from intense to more detached and professional. He cleared his throat and said,
I'm afraid things are going to get a bit loud out here while we cut the wood into the proper lengths and demolish the old ramp and restroom. Will that bother the horses?
Relieved at the sudden change in attitude to one much less intimidating, Liz relaxed and took note of Jason's consideration, because he was correct. Most horses would not like the loud, unfamiliar noises of ongoing construction.
It's okay. I already had my barn workers turn out most of the horses, so they wouldn't be bothered while you work. Cindy also made arrangements with the instructors to schedule their classes early in the mornings or after 5 o'clock to accommodate the construction for the next 2 weeks. Will that work?
That will be great. Thanks.
He flashed that brilliant smile, and Liz's knees felt like rubber. How could this man still do this to her after everything that had happened between them? She resolved to maintain a distance between them. Too much time had passed. There was too much that needed to be said before she would even let herself think there might be a chance. She mentally shook herself.
Stop dreaming, Liz. Once you tell him your secret, any chance of a future with him will be destroyed. He may never forgive you.
Liz sighed. She hoped that her conscience was wrong, but knew in her heart of hearts that it was probably right.